July 26, 2021, it's Watt from Peter Show.
Thank you. problem. She wants to keep a lion in her room. She's going crazy. She's going to get in trouble soon. She's going crazy. Her bedroom wall looks just like Creature's Park. She's going crazy. She hunts for tiny creatures after dark. Feline fury of the jungle. Stripey Jack from Bangladesh. Our mom is going to get in trouble. She's going to end up in a mess. Yes, yes. Charming. I never could avoid you if I tried. You're so disarming. I love the way you blink, your precious eyes, but you're so crazy. I have to tell you now before it's too late. You're going crazy. You'll end up on some savage creature's place. Feline fury of the jungle. Stripey Jack from Bangladesh. Mommy's getting in a muddle. She's going to end up in a mess. Now listen, Mommy, understand me.
Pedro Show, happy Monday. Start out John Coltrane doing Cousin Mary. Cousin Mary got the pad in Philadelphia on 33rd Street when he moved to Long Island, Dix Hills, and stayed there. She was still doing gigs in the early 2000s. After that, The Jazz Butcher with Marnie, which people, I'm not man alone because of those Estonian software engineers with their Scott invention. Owen P. Jones from Hamburg, Germany. Welcome aboard, Owen.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's been a little over a month, over 3 years, that you were last on the
Indeed.
Show. So please, and fill us in what has happened in them 3 years, Owen.
Well, it was a different time, wasn't it, 3 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but personally, in your case.
Well, in my case, it's quite interesting. 2020, although it was the big, you know, it was the big COVID thing, I kind of missed a lot of it because I had my own little health crisis. Then I was diagnosed with prostate cancer just at the beginning of that year. So when everything was going mad, I was getting into hospital and getting operated on and treated and then going to a rehab clinic. So I didn't really get to grips with the whole COVID world until I started getting better on a personal level, if you know what I mean. So it was a very weird year.
Brother Owen, it's your second war with this fucking cancer bullshit.
It sure is, Mike. Yeah, that's right. You remember the other one was 14
Cancer's
years ago.
Cancer's personal. It's killed all my grandparents, my parents. It's such a fucking lame thing.
It sucks, doesn't it? It just
yeah,
does.
Yeah. So, and you beat that one too. You've beat this thing twice, but that was a different part, right?
That's right. It was the kidney the first time. It was the prostate the second time. So it wasn't even, you know, I don't live the healthiest life, but it was nothing to do with sort of lifestyle. It was just sheer bad luck, really, a couple of times. I hope that's it. Yeah, I seem that it's all looking good. I've actually got some more, you know, regular checkups. Got some more of those next week. But it's one of those things, you know, in a way, time is on your side. The longer you keep getting the all clear, then you realise the least likely it is to come back, you know. Fingers crossed. And
of course, man. Yeah, big luck to you, brother.
And then it was all the COVID. I mean, we got a tour in at the beginning of 2020. Went over to the UK, had a great time. So in retrospect, really lucky to get that in just before it all.
Can I ask you? You know the treatment. Did you have to use chemo?
No, I was lucky. They
cleared up just the operation. Yeah, because I hear that drags you down, and it's hard to be creative, right?
That's right. I mean, I think that's like running a marathon every day. But on the creative side, I have to say, certainly after my first encounter, I sure went into a productive phase. You know, not immediately afterwards, but in the months and the year or so following the disease. I don't know. It kind of gets you to get on with stuff, you know. And I found myself getting a little less precious about my songwriting and just getting stuff out, because you realize you haven't got forever.
Kind of like what they say over here. They say wake up call or some shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, something like that. And just you kind of cut the crap a bit, I think.
I think that's what middle life should be about, instead of like a crisis. Well, something like that. Yeah, because same thing happened to me with just coming into middle age, let alone. I did have a thing. I got my second opera out of a sickness that almost killed me. There's something about it. What about, though, since you didn't have to use a chemo, thank God, you know, music as a way to heal?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. And, you know, all I wanted to be doing was playing, really. I mean, music has a way to heal at many levels. I mean, that's the kind of serious one. But, you know, I'm someone that I can't make a living out of music anymore. And the times that, you know, we go into a band rehearsal and we've all been doing our day job and we're knackered and you just think, oh, can I really be asked to, to set up and start playing now? And within a few minutes, you're feeling more energized, you know. It's a huge, huge benefit. It's a huge balance to the rest of life. And I've always found that it's just it energizes you.
It's a great thing. It's kind of a gift. Another human to another one, huh? To share in. I mean, of course, the music's a very personal. I mean, in our case, man alone or just person alone. But when you join in with other cats, like an ensemble, you're right. All of a sudden, things change.
That's right. It's all about the communication. You know, these last few months, you know, I've been missing it desperately. We've got a couple of, my small band, my trio, has got a couple of gigs coming up next month. Shakespeare is another matter, Shakespeare in the Bible, because three of us live in Hamburg, but the pianist lives down in Frankfurt. Our drummer lives in England, so there's not a chance of getting...
No, but it is trippy you brought it up, because that's the song I want to play. One interestingly called Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay. You can meet if you like in that bar in L.A. I could be there by Friday, I still know the way. We'll drink margaritas and talk tambourines, harmony, vocals and rhythm machines. Or if you prefer somewhere out of the way to get merry your evening and muddy your day, we could head for the hills, settle down in the green, trade quotes from rum doodle and wash away all our sins. 70, we were worse than the rest. For lack of acquaintance, we hooked up one time in a modernist bar with cheap vodka and wine. In the old halls of learning, I've never learned much. Chaucer and Shakespeare and Shelley and such. But you taught me some things that I needed to know about message passes and rock and roll. First round, if you'll just name the place. Eric or Megan, I really don't care. And let's not go to Cleveland, they don't like us there. On Black Earth, as cracky New York for the crack. For a pie drop of wine up there on the Mars back. Any town, any bar, anywhere, anywhen. All I'm trying to say is I'm missing you. And I'm just my friend.
Yeah. Thank you. always beg to get your record made. You never get your record made. Sleeping in the evening shade. When guitars need play, you won't be delayed. You'll step right up and resign. And when you go drinking, I know that you're thinking, I hope she don't fall for my lies. Lazy bones, loping through the day. How you expect to make a dime that way? You'll never make a dime that way. God, you never hear the words I say.
Pedro Show started that chunk of music off with Cleveland from Shakespeare in the Bible, one of the big band for Owen P. Jones. And he has parts separated, but they'll get together. Nothing got canceled, people, just postponed. Victor Timoviev from Ukraine, brand new tune called Ruka. Victoria Shen with Speaker Variations 2019. Leaf Blower, brand new. This is Lisa Cameron and Kel from Galaxy, New Prides, Leaf Blower, great name. And Leaf Organ is the two. King Champion Sounds from Holland. They got a new album, and this is Monday Friday. It's actually Monday, but the song's called Monday Friday. And a Bronze Age UFO, still continuing with their Lagoon Monster Rubber Mask. This is part A4, Baltimore. Parallel Systems, this is System 30. We don't end up playing them all, people. I think there's three more. From the Rabutan Project, Eric Hardiman. On this one, he had John Collin, Andreas Brandau, John Olson, Salen Hay, A.F. Jones, Tim Feeney, and, of course, Proj leader Eric Hardiman. Bombus Prendon after that from their, they gave me a new trove of archive tunes. Eyeless and Triangle. Come on, what? Sam Lockward, Feeding Sharon, Kylie Budin, Every One of You is Replaceable, out of Iowa, Iowa City, Bob Bucko Jr., also, but Dubuque, Iowa, A Moment of Empathy, Wharton Tears, from his, great cat Wharton, from his new album, Crunch, Fun City, a lot of good stuff got recorded there, and Max Eider, finally, Lazy Bones, Max Eider, enlighten us, Owen.
Hello?
Yeah, Max Eider, famous music, Lazy Bones.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the previous song that you played, Cleveland, that's the song I wrote about Max Eider.
Oh, okay. So they go together.
So that's why I chucked those two together. Max was the guitar player in the Jazz Butcher when I was playing drums. And he's also my closest friend, my oldest buddy. He's a very, very fine songwriter. I actually picked the Hoagy Carmichael cover that we recorded together, just because
You ever see him in movies? Hoagie's in a lot of older movies, and he's always, like, mugging it up big time. Yeah. Man, could that guy play.
He's in Bogart.
That's
Happy,
right.
Have Not, I think. I tell you, we were on tour sometime in the 90s in the States, and we played in Bloomington, Indiana one time. And we had a day off, and we were given the choice by our tour manager. We could stay another day in Bloomington, or we could get down to Memphis, where our next gig was, and have a day going to Graceland. And we had a bit of chat about it, and we decided we'd all rather go and visit Hoagie Carmichael's grave, which is a very modest little plot in Bloomington, Indiana. Yeah, and,
right, college town.
We bought a couple of six packs and went and raised a beer to Hoagie, because we felt more like doing that than going to see Elvis, to be honest.
Well, it wasn't Elvis, it was his pad. It's kind of small.
Well, exactly, yeah.
The colonel took all his money. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 26, 2021, Dish Pedro Show, special guest O.M.P. Jones. Hold tight for hour two. July 26, 2021, it's the second hour of the Pedro Show.
Shake your hands over the swing. Thank you. eyes. There are no shadows to disguise your face. He'll make the sky fall, he'll make the waters freeze. And you'll walk alone in the land of the burning tree. In God's name, he may forget and he may forgive, but he can see through the walls of the house where the guilty live. Coming now, and we deal with the problems, but we don't know how. Please send us something to believe in while there's still time. Will God's revenge be sweet, and will the punishment fit the crime?
I saw a newspaper picture from a political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously in pain. She spills with compassion as that young child's face in her hand she grips. Oh, can you imagine all the greed and avarice coming down on that child's lip? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I pray the Lord my soul to save. Guess I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to behave, because there's one thing I know. I'd like to live long enough to save her. But when they finally put you in the ground, I'll stand on your grave and tremble down.
When England was the whore, Margaret was the madam. The future looked as bright and as clear as the black tarmac Adam.
Oh, I hope that she sleeps well at night and isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal.
Good.
Swap for Pedro show. Started with second hour, Shakespeare in the Bible. The greatest band name ever. The Breaking of Nations, also great. Song title.
Well, that's the title of a poem by Thomas Hardy, as a matter of fact.
Ah, respect. And then we have Petrified Max after that. I'll let you explain. Let me tell these songs.
Sorry, yeah.
A couple of them. No, it's cool. Waddle just spaced out if I don't get it together. That's all. A Showdown, Petrified Max, brand new from Venus, the last keyboard producer of Urinals. Ours for Reynolds, Phenomena from Lucas and Bell out of Sydney. Crime and Punishment, Rick Weaver. Brett Netson with someone else. And finally, Tramp Down the Dirt, the Whackin' Shillelaghs. I like that band name too. So first enlighten us to this this poem from Mr. Hardy.
That song, it's I'm very fond of Hardy as a novelist and as a poet, but he wrote a song called Breaking of Nations when that was the Breaking of Nations was the headline in the Times newspaper when the First World War broke out, and the poem's just really about however much global shit is going down, and you know it's pretty in that respect it's pretty. It's pretty relevant to the current state of affairs. But there are certain things, you know, that nature will carry on. You won't stop the blackbirds singing. You won't stop the trees growing, hopefully. So it's a very stoical reaction to a global catastrophe. So it kind of seems relevant still.
Interesting you bring up stoicism, because I've been reading about that, and like it's written in cynicism. And this cat named Diogenes, right, living in the barrel, throwing shit at people, bringing Chow to Plato's spiels so he could, like, make a scene and interrupt him. Mm. Well, like you had the estate part, don't lose your nature. Don't lose your nature part. And like you said, it's almost a parallel universe, especially... us humans get a little too carried away with our, what's it called, hubris?
Hubris, indeed, yeah.
Now tell me about the Whackin' Shillelaghs.
Yeah, that's, that's a duo. It's myself and an old friend here in Hamburg. And we both had our own, we're both songwriters, we both had our own bands going, and we were living together at the time. We were flatmates, and we wanted to do some music, something completely away from everything else we were involved with. And so I came back to basically Irish folk music, which is something I've always had a love of. This was completely new to my pal Gertz, who's more from a kind of jazz rock background. But we started learning a lot of old traditional Irish tunes and playing them together. And then we branched. When we made an album, we decided to take some more contemporary stuff, and just again avoiding this pigeonhole thing, just doing it.
Yeah, sure. Music fancy. Is music.
So, Tramp the Dirt Down is written by Elvis Costello.
Really? So it's contemporary.
And, and it's a song about, but it's a song about Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, and, not so contemporary, thank God.
well,
kind of in some ways, her ghost lives on.
Yeah, I mean, Margaret Thatcher was one of the reasons, really, why I ended up in living here in Germany, because when she won her third election in Britain, I could see things going in a very unpleasant direction.
God, especially Wales. Wales got hit hard by her fucking silly shit.
Yeah. I mean, the miners, above all. And, So, I'd been traveling I'd always liked the look of Hamburg, so I came on a bit of a whim, but Thatcher was certainly one factor in my deciding to seek pastures new, as they say.
And the shillelagh we should tell the listeners is a fucking, basically, just a stick, a club to beat people with.
It's a club specifically for the Irish to beat the English with. not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, I know. People are people and stuff. But one picks where they're born, but I mean, what a device.
Yeah, a shillelagh is it's a kind of tree. It's the black.
Yeah, right.
Tree.
It's not really fashion, right? It's a big knotty ass branch or some shit.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Defensive capability, as they say.
That's right. Yeah, and I think the pop group said self-defense is no offense.
Indeed.
Look, you sent me this other tune here, the Shakespeare in the Bible. Your man in Havana, or Habana.
Yeah.
stop me from God releasing twice. I feel not that, I turn my back. I hear a train coming out.
Watch for Pedro show. Starting off that chunk of music. Shakespeare in the Bible. Your man in Habana. Plaster Men after that from Ithaca. Shark Bite. Not a lot of sharks in Ithaca, maybe. Cornell, right? Carl Sagan. Billions upon billions. Calibos out of Irvine, Texas with Neil Nelogicisms. Nelogicisms. I butcher everybody's language, people. I'm an equal opportunity fucking fallot upper. Paul Kelly with Dumb Things. And finally, David J., a bass man. I'll be your chauffeur. And, actually the brother of the guy dressed more fancy, right? So enlighten us to your man in Habana.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, you know, there were two reasons really for me to leave England and move to Hamburg. And they were both women. One was the woman that I was trying to get away from, namely Margaret Thatcher. And the other, of course, was the fact that I'd fallen in love with someone here in Hamburg. And my girlfriend of the last 36 years and my wife of the last 2 years. And I've written a couple of songs for her. And your man in Havana was... We went to Cuba and to Mexico in 2008 after my first brush with cancer. We thought, well, if we once we get through this, let's treat ourselves. And we had a fantastic time in Cuba. I mean, the music alone is a good reason to go there. And so that was a kind of it's a love song from a wife.
There was a Ramones tune right on the first album, Havana Affair. I think it was a little pun rock, maybe before punk rock, right?
On the first Ramones album?
Yeah, Havana Affair. In fact, I think it's one of the ones that Johnny wrote words for.
Okay.
Wouldn't play any, yeah. I think Tommy had to do the lead guitar, but Johnny actually wrote some words.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's a pun, right? Havana Affair. I'm having an affair.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah. Similar inspiration, I guess.
And David J. Connect.
Hello?
Your connect with David J., this other two.
David is... David was also in the Jazz Butcher the same time as I was.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
Like I said, with his brother, right? And actually, Kevin, the drummer man lives here in SoCal. A beautiful man.
Kevin
yeah.
Haskins.
And he works with films and stuff. And yeah, Kevin Haskins, great guy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really fond of Kevin. After the Jazz Butcher, after he left the Jazz Butcher, he started doing these solo albums and solo projects. And he asked me to play drums initially on I'll Be Your Chauffeur and on the album he was playing then. And at that point, I had just bought myself an accordion. And he sent me the demo for I'll Be Your Chauffeur, and I was listening to it and fiddling around on my accordion. I thought, well, I think an accordion would really suit this. So I ended up then doing a couple of tours with David, mainly as an accordionist.
Wow. Well, kind of like drums, I guess, but different.
Yeah. And I think...
No, but like music is music. Well, instruments are instruments, right?
Yeah. And in retrospect, I wonder if... Yeah, I think Dave probably wanted his solo stuff to be very individual, not to be in the same sort of furrow as the... You know, the Bauhaus stuff, the Gothic stuff he'd been doing.
That's right, that band before. I was loving Rockets play with Porno for Pyros. I remember that's when I met Kevin. Look, Colin, we're at the end of the second hour, July 26, 2021. Just Watt Pedro Show special guest, O&P Jones. Hold tight for hour three. July 26, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Now gather around and I'll tell you a tale of the old days. We'll go traveling back through the decades and over the sea. Three hungry young men in the burning hot summer of 90. Maximilian, Ida, and Crocodile, Haskins, and me. It wasn't for fame or for fortune that we crossed that ocean. No, it wasn't for fun, we was holed up in West Hollywood. It was something so big you could give it to Caroline Wheeler. You could say, happy birthday, I brought you a little big word.
Up the phone, you restart a silly game. You throw the dog a bone and then you call him by his name. This won't last another sunny day. Almost on the edge of no thanks, I start to talk. Have you heard new adventures in hi-fi? She starts to walk. This won't last another sunny day. This won't last another sunny day. Oh, and it is so alarming. I find out what he's always on about. Oh, and it is so alarming. I find out what he's always on about. Picking up the phone, you restart a silly game. You throw the dog a bone and then you call him by his name. This won't last another sunny day. This won't last another sunny day.
There's a sorrow deep within that has grown, and I don't see how one and gone home. Love my thoughts all true, have been lies from the start. There's an aching turning place in my heart. You thought there in the dark no one could see, but my eyes were shedding light. How cold you could be as you pulled in close to you. I felt my teardrops start. There's an aching taking place in my heart. Our love once burned as hot as one could stand, but now it feels as cold as the ring of your hand. What a shame a love so bright has been cast to dawn. There's an taking place in my heart. My mind now replays old memories and visions of a future that'll never be. Or tonight
show. We started the third hour off with Shakespeare in the Bible, the Ballad of the Big Wood, which you U.S. listeners probably got a different take on the title.
Mm-hmm.
Because speaking with boy. Brother Owen here, he probably was in some big woods.
No, it's about a guitar.
Ah, okay, which is made out of wood.
Which is it goes back to David Jay. When we were on tour, there we had the we were doing a radio session in. Did you ever encounter a DJ called Deirdre O'Donoghue?
Oh, of course, here at KCRW in Santa Monica.
Yeah, a wonderful woman.
I think she ended up moving to Idaho or something.
Yeah, I believe she's no longer with us.
Right, cancer got her.
We were doing a radio show with her, and suddenly in the control room behind the glass appeared Mr. Joe Strummer, which was really weird because, I mean, I am an enormous Joe Strummer fan, always have been.
I never got to meet him. Damn it!
He was a great guy.
I read some. He wrote. He said. I saw written in Spin magazine of all the jive shit, right? But he said the nicest thing about the Minutemen.
Yeah, I can imagine. He was a man of great enthusiasm.
He dies on the same day D. Boone did, but 17 years later.
Yeah. In December then. Yeah.
22. Right. There was something in his heart. He's born with a
congenital heart disease. Yeah, it could have happened any time at that. But, no, we ended up going out. They say never meet your heroes, but I never regretted meeting Joe for a moment. He was lovely. And we went out drinking with him, and then he came to our gig. And he was very enthusiastic about everything, apart from the fact that Dave was playing an Ovation guitar, and he hated them.
Because of the fiberglass, Bob Mould loved those things.
Plastic guitar.
Yeah.
Go out and get yourself a big wood guitar.
Okay.
Which we duly did. We scouted every shop in LA, every music shop, and Dave ended up with a jumbo. I think it was a Guild, big wooden acoustic. That's one. It's a two chord song, but I wrote that on the road the next day, just between LA and San Francisco, just because I wanted to capture that. I wanted to capture that little lovely
that's
little.
That's what songwriting is for, right? They're almost fucking diary entries.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very much so. And it's great when they come like that, when they just,
right. You don't have to force, back, right? It just flows.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I did space. I didn't say what other stuff I played. Stephen Claire with Strange Perfume. I took your name out of Holland from, I should say Groningen, right? Netherlands. I'm learning. Pedro in Hollywood, people. Okay. Another Sunny Day, I took your name. Funny how time slips away. Live and Lives in May 96 from Spain. That's Petra's brother Josh. Dan Jones and the Squid. His demo for Shook Loose. Kansas City. Jason James. Aiken Taking Place. I think that's New Jersey. And finally, Shakespeare in the Bible again. With Winter Love. In the middle of summer. That happens, right? That's why they're diary entries, because time is a freight train that will not slow down, even if I wave my arms and yell at it.
No, indeed, it speeds up more.
To mock us, right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, be careful. So, but that whole thing you said at the beginning of the show about being earnest, and it takes things like huge blows to shake us loose out of the kind of a daydream, like it's forever.
Yeah, to just get on with it, Yeah, that's right. We have Shakespeare. We've managed to make an EP in more or less during the lockdown. We got the backing tracks done, but just at the tail end of 2019, I spent last year putting bits and completing the thing. But that was also one of those. Those are five songs about my dad, about my old man who passed away shortly before that. And sometimes you need a bit of an emotional crisis. And,
that's trippy. That has to happen. Like, we can't just voluntarily get it. Yeah, we need the fucking blow. big fucking the shake up, right?
Yeah, that's right, and just to you know, it's a kind of self. There's a self therapy side to it as well, I think. You know.
No, when my pop, the same thing. When he passed away, I finally got the nerve to talk about losing D Boone, and I came up with my first opera. It, you know, things lead to another. You know what I mean? It's not all calculated storyboarding. Your fucking, especially artistic expression, huh?
No, that's right, and then sometimes these things have to. Have to incubate for a while, I guess, don't they?
Right.
Especially when you've had a shot.
That's a better word than fester.
Yeah.
I want to play, you gave me some more jazz, Butcher. Angels.
International caller on my just another distance, but a call to a friend of mine, just to say hello. But what if thou art angels?
shots of coffee on a burned out Sunday morning, staying up to see the dawning, searching for the world. I bite my tongue to stop me from bleeding and controlling. Your train has started rolling. You better get aboard.
Don't let me keep keep you.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Start that chunk with the Jazz Butcher Angels. Momentum redoubling, Joe Morris and Damon Smith. Finally, Don't Let Me Keep You, Shakespeare in the Bible. And we got, Owen here's got a little update on the Jazz Butcher Man. He was in the earlier incarnations, but this cat is still going. In fact, a new record. He's, tell us, Owen.
He did a little home concert on Facebook last night. And he's in the middle of a new album. I have not seen him for a while, obviously, because he's in England. I can't go there at the moment. But like myself, he had his brush with cancer a couple of years ago, and like myself, I think it's given him a bit of a new lease of life, songwriting wise. He's always written fine songs. I'm very much looking forward to whatever he comes up with next.
Right, right, and then Don't Let Me Keep You.
Yeah.
Because what I did with the songs that you gave me this time, Owen, you gave them to me in a certain sequence, and I used that sequence. So why did you put this one last?
No real reason. It was just the last Jazz Butcher, the last Shakespeare in the Bible song that I wanted to include. I'm singing it, but you'll have noticed that there's a female vocalist in our band as well. And she's a very good, she's probably my oldest, my best friend. I think of her, she's my little sister, here in Hamburg. And that's an old song. I mean, I didn't record it till quite recently, but I wrote it many years ago when Christina left town and she went to live in Egypt, and she was there for about 7 years. And I wrote that song having just seen her off to the station. It's a platonic love song, shall we say. She was just a really good buddy that I knew I was gonna be missing.
Good people are good people, and we're lucky to have them in our lives. And when they leave, it's a blow. Yeah.
Yeah. But she came back, and she's still singing with me. We'll be rehearsing tomorrow. So,
that's a trip about things too, because they can be reborn.
Yeah, things come around and go
right.
around.
So like the ocean and waves and cycles and wind.
That's
and
right. It's all rhythm. It's all rhythm, rhythm and cycles. Right. Yeah.
Interesting about that. Mm-hmm. And so you said you got some gigs coming up. So do you have new ideas for recording? Did you ever do? You said you put together the stuff from stuff that was already done. But did you get in this trading files thing?
I'm sorry.
Like you trade files with, you're not playing with each other.
That's right. That's what I mean. Thank heavens, we have the technology now for that. I've not been since the EP came out, the Waves EP, which I think our mutual friend here already sent to you. Those are the new songs, and I've not really been writing since then, but I think it's about time, frankly.
Okay.
We
got to tell people. Owen, we got to tell people, I got to ask you so you can tell them where they can find you on the internet.
They can find all the other stuff, on Amazon and so. The new EP is a little bit tricky. We had a bit of a misunderstanding with the distribution company. So that is only available directly from us. But there's a
website link.
There's the website, www.shakespeareandthebiblebandde.
Okay.
There's a Facebook site. There's a Facebook page.
Yeah, right, but probably that other website's got a link to that corporate thing.
Yeah, that's right. And, okay. It's up, you know, it's up on SoundCloud as well.
When you get the new, but, when you get, like you said, you're starting to write again. When you get the new material, will you fucking flow it to me and come back on the show, please?
I would love to, Mike. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And, I was just been thinking, I was looking up, you know, the last time I saw you was with Il Sogno da Marinero here in Hamburg. But I was also lucky enough to be at that Stooges gig, which was almost the last one that Ron played at, I think. You played in an open-air gig in Hamburg.
Yeah.
And
I think Larry,
you know, Larry and Jesse Evans. I'm so glad I got to see that.
Yeah, that was a wild gig. Yeah, we were playing too loud. The Poland guy got a little upset, but Ig said, do it. So we did. Thank you so much for being on the show. Like, come back as soon as possible, and please.
Thanks very much, Mike. Yeah, it's a joy talking to you. It really is.
Big love.
All the best to you, mate.
Absolutely.
Bye for now, then.
Okay. People, it's been July 26, 2021 edition of Peter. So keep your powder dry.